Hundreds of county sheriffs are on the ballot this November, but think about this. Do you know who your sheriff is and what the sheriff does? Nationwide, about 90% are white men, and they have a lot of power. And many sheriffs believe they're more powerful in their counties than the governor or president. A new survey of sheriffs by the Marshall Project finds they're also far more conservative than most Americans. Maurice Shema is the co-author of that survey, and he joins us now. Hi, Maurice.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So when I say sheriff, people maybe think of Andy Griffith, the fictional sheriff of Mayberry from the 1950s TV show. But real sheriffs, you write, date back to the 1600s when colonists elected them in order to undermine British authority, and then they ended up being connected to the genocide of Native Americans and Mexicans and very involved in upholding slavery. So how does that history, dating back centuries, relate to the present-day office of sheriff?
It's a great question, because the sheriff has this sort of long, illustrious role, you know, in American history. And you can kind of tie the end of slavery and the fact that sheriffs were often involved in lynchings and other parts of the Jim Crow system to their willingness to, you know, suppress protesters during the civil rights movement. And to this day, many sheriffs remain white and male and conservative. And although, you know, most sheriffs, virtually all sheriffs, I think, would say that they are not holding these views that maybe their predecessors did. They do run jails and they do have a kind of integral role in the larger prison system, which, as we all know, is disproportionately black. And also they play a really large role in the enforcement of immigration laws.
So you also found present day sheriffs largely approve of former President Trump and believe police reform protests are motivated by bias against law enforcement. So how do they view the disproportionate number of African-American people who are injured or even killed during encounters of police?
In our survey, most sheriffs said that they saw these deaths as isolated incidents, and so they don't tend to favor kind of systemic policy solutions to what ails policing in the U.S.
So were you able to track also ties with white supremacist group? This is something that an issue that has come up, especially in FBI investigations. We have seen internal FBI documents coming to light in recent years that show that agency has long been concerned about the relationship between local police and local sheriffs and white supremacist groups.
That's right. And no sheriffs in our survey, you know, openly acknowledged that they were white supremacists. They tended to see, you know, racial inequality as a problem that the United States has in their minds largely solved and something that they just sort of want to move on from. They often tend to hold what we might call nativist views of immigration, where they were willing to say in this survey, immigrants today take advantage of jobs and opportunities without doing enough to give back to the community. More than a quarter said that they agreed with that statement. And then in addition, there are a lot of far-right groups like the Oath Keepers and the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, which do not openly hold any racist views, but do hold views that many would consider alarming about the power of the sheriff. More than 10% of sheriffs in our survey said that they personally supported the views of the Oath Keepers. A number of sheriffs also said that they blamed Antifa rather than Donald Trump or right-wing groups for the invasion of the Capitol. So there's a lot of misinformation on the right, and although you're not getting explicit admissions of racism, you get sort of very close to that line, and arguably some sheriffs cross it here and there.
Well, since you're talking about misinformation, one of the biggest sources of misinformation is whether or not the recent election was fraudulent or stolen, which it was not. And yet some sheriffs say they're investigating election fraud despite the fact that there's very little evidence of it. So back in July, Sheriff Greg Champon of St. Charles Parish in Louisiana and a former president of the National Sheriffs Association told us sheriffs have the authority to investigate any wrongdoing, but they need evidence.
You know, I don't typically go out and wake up in the morning and say, let's see, I haven't had any reports of any burglaries today. Let me go out and go door to door and see if anybody's been burglarized.
Right, right.
So, you know, we kind of wait until we get a complaint.
He acknowledged that sheriffs can investigate elections, but do you think sheriffs will become more of an election police force as elections perhaps grow even more contested?
I do. And of course, there's a long history here. You know, we think of sheriffs in the 1960s after the Voting Rights Act playing a kind of aggressive role in intimidating people and making it so they felt that they could not or shouldn't vote. But in the last year or so, you've seen a number of sheriffs kind of repeat Donald Trump's claims that the 2020 election may have been stolen. You have one sheriff in Michigan who is facing a state investigation himself for his role in seizing a voting tabulator. I'm concerned that, you know, sheriffs will take misinformation and take evidence that doesn't really exist of election fraud and turn that into investigations that cast more doubt on elections and ultimately imperils the larger system we have for electing people.
Marie Shema is a journalist at the Marshall Project who co-authored a survey of sheriffs' ideological leanings. Maurice, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.